Hey everyone, I'm back to give you a little insight on the culture and values we have here at FSCJ by having just a cool little chat with different employees at our college and hearing them share a little bit about themselves and the positive impact they have here that makes our college what it is today. I'm your host, Mark Lynn. Let's go.
My life.
My life.
My life.
My life at Florida State College at Jacksonville.
My life at Florida State College at Jacksonville.
All right. Today, my friends, I have the pleasure of speaking with the Miss Jennifer Sanchez, our student success advisor too here at our downtown campus. Jennifer, how are you doing today?
I am doing good, Mark. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, not a problem. I did mention to you earlier that it was going to rain today, and gladly it has not rained yet. So
I'm still pretty dry, so it's not raining.
Yeah, good.
It's pretty
good.
Safe to say it's not.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. First, let's get to know you a little bit. Can you tell me a little bit about yourself, maybe something we wouldn't guess to know about you?
Well, I can sing and I can play piano.
And I can do neither. So can you give me, what typically do you sing and, what do you play?
Well, I mean, honestly, I can really play anything. I just don't read music.
Yeah.
Which is kind of weird because it's like, okay, well, you can play, but you don't read music. Yeah, I have chords.
Yeah.
As long as you give me a key, I can like follow you. I really like to sing. I like Celine Dion songs.
Oh, me too.
And Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah.
And you know that. No.
I mean, okay. Kelly Clarkson, great. Absolutely.
Oh my gosh, she's amazing. She can sing anything.
I'm good with Celine Dion though. What's your favorite Celine Dion song?
Ooh, that's a tough one. There's a lot of good ones out there.
My Heart Will Go On.
No, it's really not. No,
it's not
please.
That.
No, it's overplayed. Although it's a pretty song, but
yeah.
So probably The Power of Love. Have you heard of that one song?
Yes, I heard of that one.
How does it go?
Oh, you're going to make me sing it?
Yes.
I probably need to hear a little bit. You know, see, I'm kind of like the opposite of that, where I need to hear the tune play a little bit, and then I sing along, and then I just overpower the song because I'm super enthused because I know it again.
Are you usually in the car when you do this?
I am. Yes, yeah. And in the shower.
And in the shower. You got great – you have really, really good audio in there.
Yeah, I think so, right?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. And notice how sometimes when I'm taking a shower and I do sing a lot, my dog, he tends to whimper away. Yeah, that's kind of sad.
It's funny. My cat does the same thing. Like, I start singing something, and she starts, like, you know, coming at me and starts kind of going like this on my leg.
Yeah.
And it's almost like
to tell you to stop singing?
Yeah, stop singing. But I'm like, I'm not going to listen to you. So she keeps doing that. Eventually, she gives up and really just walks away from me.
Oh.
Upstairs, like just far away from the noise.
I think our animals are just a little too judgmental, I think. I think they got to lower the bar on expectations, us as owners. Because
that's true.
We take care of them.
Listen, they're not doing anything other than laying around. So.
Yeah, I know, right? You know, wouldn't it be nice just to be fed and
rent-free.
Being taken out, right, whenever they want? Man, that life must be good. So, yeah. Wow. Anyway, so what's your favorite Kelly Clarkson song?
Ooh, it's probably an old song, like, Since You've Been Gone.
Oh, there you go.
I
That's
love
a
that
good
song.
One. What's the one that she won the American Idol one for? What's that one?
A Moment Like This.
Moment Like This. That's
yeah.
the one. I kind of like that one a lot. I like the original.
I like the original better too.
Yeah.
Did you ever see her movie with who was the runner up from that same season in American Idol?
Oh, God.
Justin, yes. Guarini, something like that.
Yeah.
So he had a really nice voice. I mean, I'm sure he still does.
Really?
But they made a movie together and it didn't really go far, obviously.
Kelly Clarkson and Justin Guarini?
Yeah.
Really?
And like all this, I liked all the songs here.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Yeah. It's probably not a good movie, but I kind of liked it.
Oh, okay. So do you said you play piano, so you play like classical piano?
Definitely
things,
not classical songs. Like I don't do all that. I'm not really crazy about those.
Yeah.
It's mostly like contemporary music or even Christian songs. Sometimes I like doing that too.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Okay, cool. All right. So wow, that went off and I'm glad we talked about that. Now let's focus on your role as our student success advisor. Can you tell me a little bit about this role and generally what does the day-to-day world look like for you?
Well, one of the things I love to do is like interact with students. And I love how my role in our career development services, we have like different things that happen every day. So basically our day to day is not the same. Mm-hmm. We always have something different going on, whether it's an event or, you know, we thought that our day was going to go a certain way and then kind of goes off the agenda and we, you know, we end up doing something else. You know, we're very flexible. I love my team. We're like amazing. Mm-hmm. So, we've got one of each of us, I guess, a career advisor at every location. So I'm at the one at downtown. Yeah. And I've been here for about, gosh, I want to say almost going on 7 years now. And I've had this role since I've been here. And some of the things that we do is like we help students like understand, you know, how their major will match a career, or say they are interested in becoming, I don't know, a physical therapist, for example, but they don't know how to get there. Like, you know, what major should I pursue? Or what should I do for my undergrad? Things like that. Or they're just completely undecided. You know, they come to us, they're referred to us by the advising team. And other things we do is obviously resumes and preparing for interviews, things like that, connecting students with employers, any career fairs or any career-related events on campus. That's who we are. We host all of those events for our students.
Okay, so it's more of a you, I don't want to say hold their hand, but you guide them along the way. It doesn't start just advising them what their career path is. So once they choose a career path, you can help facilitate that, keep them pointed in the right direction, help, like you said, do these career fairs, help them. You said you can help them even with resume creation, mm-hmm. yep. and giving the right tips of that.
Absolutely. Okay. And, you know, I always tell students engage early and engage often, because like you pointed out, it's not just in the beginning, but along the way, then you'll probably need something else eventually, whether it's connecting with an employer or an internship or a job or just coming up and interacting with some of the employers that are on campus, things like that. So the whole point of it is so that students can leave FSCJ either to a bachelor degree, a graduate degree, or start their career.
Yeah. So, okay then, Miss Advisor, if I were to ask you, what would be one tip that you would present if I were a student, or if I am a student, or if I'm an employee of the college looking to take classes and just start going back to school, what would you say?
Well, I would ask, the first thing I would ask is, well, what do you want to pursue? Mm-hmm. You just don't want to come in here and just kind of go with the motion, which is what we've realized a lot of students are doing. They're just kind of going with the motion because they're told that they have to come to college. You know, their parents are, you know, very rigid when it comes to, well, get an education, which is, there's nothing wrong with that. Mm-hmm. But they don't really have an idea of what they want. They're just kind of, again, going with the motion. So have a good idea, have a purpose for coming back to school or coming to school altogether. What is your goal? Have that in mind.
Gotcha. Just do what you like and hopefully you enjoy it, and then just follow through with the path and we'll guide you essentially.
Yeah. Eventually. Yeah. And if you don't know what you're doing, that's what we're here for. You know, you just don't come to school blindly or because you were told. I mean, sure, that's great, but please get connected with someone like me, and eventually to enroll in your classes. You know, the advising team can help you with that, but like get plugged in.
Yeah,
because we have all the resources that they need.
Oh, good. Well, I appreciate that information, Jennifer. So can you tell me maybe some things you and your department are currently doing right now, or something that they should look out for that our listeners should know about?
So last Thursday, we hosted our career fair at the ATC in downtown. That was from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It was a great event. We had a lot of employers on campus, and a lot of our students were able to connect with employers. Tonight, we actually have an IT event for IT students. We're going to have FIS on campus, also at the ATC, and that's going to be an evening event from 6 to 7:30. And this is the FIS employer. They're going to be on campus. They're going to ask, you know, give us some insight on what employers are looking for on resumes, for example, or, you know, what are some things to do or not to do, to avoid or to continue doing more of, what they're looking for in their candidates, things like that. So basically kind of giving them an inside scoop, our IT students, an inside scoop of what to do and you know, what they're looking for. Right. So that's one thing that we're doing. And then tomorrow and I believe Wednesday. Tomorrow's Wednesday, right?
Yes. Okay. All day.
Yeah. Okay. So tomorrow, Wednesday and Thursday, we'll be having a transfer fair that, of course, our team will be hosting. Tomorrow will be from 11 to 1 at South Campus. And then Kent Campus will be on Thursday, also from 11 to 1. And we'll be hosting a variety of universities and colleges from Florida and a couple that are out of state, again, to have students connected with representatives from these areas or these schools that they might want to consider transferring to once they finish their time here at FSCJ.
Sure. Just to add a little disclaimer, obviously, when we're doing this recording, we're doing it, you know, like Jennifer said, I think a lot of things are going on, and she's really seeing as an advisor there's a lot of movement and a lot of resources that we can help our students out. But probably when you hear this, there are different other items that are going to be different events that are going to be going on as well. So I think, Jennifer, I think the big point is when our listeners listen to this, there's never a situation where our students are unable to get maybe the resources because there's always going to be events that are going on. So what would you say then is the best part about working at Florida State College at Jacksonville?
Gosh, it's between either the students or the people that you work with, your colleagues. I'm not quite sure. I mean, it's rewarding. So the politically correct answer would be the students because I work with that population. And so it's very rewarding to have students come into your office from the beginning of the time that they're here and then kind of see that growth from the time that they first meet with you to the time that they graduate. It's a very, very, very rewarding, and there's no money that can, you know, compensate for that. So yes, the politically correct answer would be that. But also, I really enjoy my team. Like, we love to, you know, obviously we're professional. We love to play, but we also work hard. Mm-hmm. And we're just a big, happy family. And I think hopefully everyone else hearing this can say the same thing about their own department. It's just fun.
Yeah.
We're a nice group of people.
Yeah. Definitely.
I think I'd like to say that anyway.
Yeah, at least that's what we'd like to hope that's the case. And I can, you know, speak for my department too. You know, I lovely enjoy.
You better say that.
I know. Yeah, the politically correct answer is I enjoy every single member of
Who's
my HR.
Who's your favorite?
Oh, darn. I think
you have to say your boss.
I'll say myself. Looking in the mirror, I think I'm just a quite amazing person.
So they must be lucky to have you.
Yes. Yeah, we can flip it on that side. Yes, they
go.
Are. And now, jokes aside, no. I think it's important to look at the employees that we have here. And just like Jennifer said, I think every individual here plays a part. And, you know, we all work together for the same goal is helping out our students. But also at the same time, a sub goal would be enjoying each other's company and getting that same goal of helping our students. We enjoy each other's company. Anyways, so to you listeners out there, I hope that this conversation gave you a little insight on the culture we have here from the actual people that make our college what it is today. I'm looking forward to bringing you along in my next conversation with another FSCJ employee. So if you're interested in sharing your story, what are you waiting for? Hit me up at employment@fscj.edu and we'll make it happen. And if you like what you heard and you want to hear more, please do us a favor. Get social with us. Follow us on Instagram at @fscjcareers to see our culture directly. Be part of our talent community by texting JOIN to 877-354-3560 and be notified of our job openings, HR events, and new podcast uploads like this one. And lastly, we have a full library of podcasts for your listening pleasure. From job opening podcasts to employee interviews and much more, all of it is for you. Go to fscjcareers.buzzsprout.com and take a listen. So until next time, Jennifer, you want to send off our listeners?
Bye, everyone. Have a fantastic day.
No. Oh,
and I
wow.
Hope this does not make you go to sleep after listening to this podcast.
I certainly don't think so. And that was, I heard a little bit of singing in there. That's good.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, I did. Oh. I did. And Steven, my audio artiste, send off our listeners.
As always, thanks for listening.
All right. And I'm Mark Lynn, wishing you all continued success, and I'll talk to you later.
My life.
My life.
My life at Florida State College at Jackson.
My life at Florida State College at Jackson.